Love Talk Radio.
Superstars, and we're coming to you live from Memphis and Bay. I'm standing right now in the middle of Memphis and Bay, and we've had some fantastic interviews. Oh my God, everybody, it's a who's who, and we've got a little BB King playing over here, and I'm gonna have to go over here and put him off in just a minute.
I think you're running out on me.
Now, we started off on the upper side, and we did some interviews, and now we're down here on the lower side, and we got two fine fellas over here. I got a live radio show going. I just called in, and y'all want to be on the radio for a minute? Hey, man, we got here at Memphis and Bay, and, man, it's been a big party, man. And what's Memphis and Bay mean to you?
Ooh.
How about you?
Just entertainment.
Man, we was up on the other side, and this guy was talking about him and his daughter rented a house, and got looking up under the house one day, and on the back side there was like a basement, and he said there was a big jug in there, about a 3-gallon jug, and the bottom one-third of it was full of clear liquid. And so he got to smelling and he figured out it was moonshine. So he called the guy and rented in the house, and he said, "What in the world is moonshine doing up under the house?" And he said, "Well, my dad died 5 years ago. We knew he had a bottle." And he said, "Evidently that's it." And he said he got it out, and he cut it down with grapefruit juice 5 times before he could drink any of it, because it was so strong. And do you expect there'll be any moonshine out here just before the day's over?
Oh, no, not out here. we don't do that out here.
Will it be in the form of pumpkin pie or apple pie? What form will it be in?
There's some good apple, cinnamon apple pie. I don't consider that moonshine.
Oh, you don't?
Dessert. That's dessert.
Well, what's the name of y'all team?
Right on Cue.
And what categories are you cooking in?
Ribs this year.
Ribs? And is that ribs your specialty?
Not mine. I'm actually waiting on the cook.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the where's Firm. That's what's out right now. Everybody knows where Birmingham is. It's starting to get to Right on Cue. Everybody's looking for it.
Everybody. There's about 10 or 20 people down here today looking for it. Come on down here.
Hey, there's a potential in Memphis.
ATB out for Where's Firm.
There's a potential down here at Memphis and May to lose people in there.
Yeah, there's a big potential to lose people. I've lost several people down here before. There goes some more entertainment.
How many people do you think will come down here this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, 300,000.
Good God, man, really?
Yeah, it's probably close to that.
Come in,
come out. People probably come in and come out.
How long have y'all been cooking Memphis
and
Bay? Is this your first time?
Not mine. And, second time. And we've been cooking with different teams down here 20 years.
What does it take to win in Memphis and Bay? It's like a miracle, isn't it?
A lot of luck. And a lot of Bud Light.
Thank you for love.
Does it make you feel nervous to look over and see something stone in the crowd competing?
It's luck, it's luck, it's luck. That's all it is.
Well, I tell you what, we've had a good time since we've been here, and we wish y'all a lot of luck. This is Right to Cue, and y'all from Bartlett, Tennessee, and
Right on Cue.
Home of the quintessential barbecue. Do y'all have a restaurant or anything? something
out. Okay, y'all just hanging out.
All right, fellas, have a good time, man. Appreciate you being on radio. All right, now we're moving over here to Portstar. P-O-R-N-S-T-A-R, Portstar. Yeah, I'll just do an interview. Portstar's got B.B. King on. You can't get any better than that. We're going to interview him right quick. We got the Backwoods Smoke over here, and we got the coolest dude in all Memphis today right here.
That's right.
What's your name, man?
Jeremy Jones.
And y'all cooking on a Backwoods Smoker and a Brickman.
Yes, we do. We cook on the Backwoods Smoker. We got some butts in there right now. So that's how we do it.
And a butt strap shot with a bow and arrow.
A butt strap shot with a bow and arrow?
That, that's
your
line. That's
right
there.
One of our team members' uncle shot with a bow and arrow.
Woo, so that's Jimmy.
That's Jimmy.
We're turning in tomorrow for exotic. we cut the skinny half off of practice today. Tomorrow we're going to do about twice as thick as that. The other half of the buck tenderloin.
Oh my
God.
Shot
with a bow and arrow, for real.
Now, friends, I know you can't see it, but there's some beautiful grill marks on that thing. You guys,
oh, yeah,
good
definitely.
Did y'all rub it down and everything?
Oh, yeah, we do. Britton here makes a rub for us. Homemade, it's very good.
Well, let me ask y'all the major question of the day. Now this Backwoods Smoker's got water in the bottom, so you guys are able to keep your meat moist and cook it really good.
Correct.
What does Memphis the May mean to y'all, man?
Man, it's the best week of the year. This is Memphis right here. This is Memphis.
Very fun. All our friends come in town for it. We get down there, cook some good food, and have a good time. So.
How much beer do you think you'll go through this weekend?
We generally go through probably 7 or 8 kegs a night. Sometimes, no kidding.
Man, I tell you what now. You know, I wasn't thinking about drinking no beer, but I pulled up beside here, and what's coming out on the radio? B.B. King, baby.
Shout out to you, dude. Shout out to you, dude, that.
Man, it made me want to pull up a stop. What's the name of y'all's team?
Pork Stars.
P-O-R-N-S-T-A-R?
Pork.
Stars. Oh, Pork
Stars. Not to be confused.
Well, I tell you what, man. If you're not in Memphis in May, on Memphis in May weekend, you're just in the wrong place, man. Don't you agree, man?
Definitely. It's the best time of the year.
You know, you can go out there with a little event, got 20, 30 teams. We're not knocking you. But why not come out here? You ain't got to compete.
Come out here with the big boys.
Man, I'm telling you, man, and just hang out with 250 teams and watch what they're doing and play a little B.B. King. Is B.B. King like one of your favorites?
Oh, definitely. Good daytime music. A little bit different at night in here, but good daytime music, definitely.
Well, look,
he helps the meat tenderize. He does.
Hey, there is something to it, man.
It's like they say, music can help your plants grow in your house. It can also help your meat tenderize.
My goodness, it helped my head, too.
That buck scrap is feeling the B.B. King right now. That's why it's so moist and tender.
Well, see, man, I tell you what, I can't quit laughing. Now, look, barbecue is not a bunch of fat guys out in the field fighting. It ain't about these shows that got going on where this guy hates this guy and they're talking John, they're going to fight in the street. You know, it's about Memphis and May, man, and having a good damn time. It's about Backwoods Smoker. It's about P-O-R-K-S-T-A-R. That's what it's about. I'm feeling love right now. And I'll tell you what, it's a journey. Being here is a journey. And I'm going to take this journey all day. Y'all going to be with us next hour or so. But it's been a blessing coming by here. And
thank you very much. Thanks for coming by.
We'll come back here in just a few minutes and check out Portstar. Y'all need to check them out. Do you have a website or anything?
Yeah.
Portstars.com.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, you want to taste that buck tenderloin, come back in about an hour. You want to have a sandwich, come back in about 3 hours.
Oh, Lord. Okay, we'll be here. He's got B.B. King going and all that. I'm liable to turn into a rocket and fly on down to the Mississippi here in a few minutes.
There you go. Got me another beer on the way out.
Okay, we're going to go out and check out some more people. Come on, man. We're going to move down the line a little bit so we can get some more interviews with some of these people. I tell you, barbecue is about blues, beers, and
barbecue. I mean, that's what it's all about. And, man, I tell you, I'm in the epicenter, the very center. We got the Optimus Swine over here. Hey, I'm on live radio right now. And,
uh-oh.
Y'all want to get on here in just a few minutes? We just over there with that wild child, man. Hey, we're having a good time. And what's your name?
My name's John Paul Graham.
Okay, and what's your name?
Stuart Aker.
Definitely.
Okay, and these guys have a team here, and I think this is Rib Alice. Y'all competing in Rib?
Yes, we are competing in Ribs.
Okay, and how many years have y'all competed in Barbecue?
How many years ago?
Our fourth year here in Mexico Bay on this team.
Okay, are you the head coach?
I am.
Okay, what's your name?
Ned.
Ned?
Ned Pierce.
Okay, Ned Pierce, and man, how did you get in here? I mean, what's it take to get into Memphis Bay to compete?
A lot of heart, a lot of soul, and a lot of help from a lot of people.
Well, I mean, I've had the most miraculous interviews. I mean, just the feeling out here is just, like, awesome. And what does Memphis to May mean to you?
Oh, it's a great get-together for friends and family. We look forward to it once a year. When it's over with, we're kind of ready for the break, but we build up to it several months in advance, getting excited for it, getting ready for it.
How many racks of ribs will you cook in order to build your box?
I'll do a full case, which is approximately 15 racks.
Wow. And then out of those, I mean, you'll, like, try to pick out the most perfect out of...
Absolutely. The absolute best cream of the crop goes in the blind box. And then the first judge shows up, he gets the next test. And the second judge shows up, he gets the next test, and so on.
Well, after the on-site interview's done, and if you would happen to make it to the final finale, I mean, how would it make you feel to do that final cook-off and go back and... If you're standing beside Tuffy Stone or some of these other guys, I mean, what would be going through your mind?
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I wouldn't know how to react, to be honest with you.
So if there's 250 teams and there's 5 to 10 people on a team, there is a lot of people out here representing and working. What about the amount of equipment? When y'all was pulling your equipment in here, I mean, what was the line of trucks and the amount of equipment that was rolling in here?
Actually, I give them to make kudos for their organization and logistics and moving it over to here. It's very smooth. They opened up Saturday, which a lot of teams took advantage of, which relieved those of us that set up on Sunday. So I give them a round of applause. They did a good job.
Now, tomorrow, too, we'll try to come around again, and we'll try to get a little bit of the flavor of how it is when the pressure starts building, because once you start getting closer and closer, you got your cook, you know, on, So today is sort of like a leisure, taking it easy day. Tomorrow it'll get a little more intense. Well, it's still a lot of work.
I've never heard of a take it easy day.
Okay.
Once it starts, it don't stop until it's over.
Okay. And then, but then Saturday, describe how Saturday, what kind of intense feel will Saturday be?
We've got a group of us that concentrate on the judging and setting up and cleaning and getting ready and so forth. So we all have our own responsibilities and duties, and we just kind of go in the mode. And everyone takes care of what they need to take care of.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Well, this is Barbecue Superstars, and we got another team that we just came and interviewed, and we wish y'all a lot of luck. And, you know, I know it's not really about winning. It's just about being here and doing it.
Absolutely.
And being able to hang out with your friends. And just
and then winning.
And then winning. But, you know, just in a few words, tell us what it means to you to be able to hang out with these guys and go through all this together.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. This is actually my first year with this team, so I've been preparing for it for a while. About 2 months ago, I got the itch, so I'm just glad to be here, glad to be cooking, and glad to have a good time.
Man, Rocker, that's all we've been doing, too. What you got to say over here?
No, it's...
Okay. Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one. We wish you all a whole lot of luck. We appreciate you coming on the radio show, and good luck tomorrow and Saturday.
I appreciate it, buddy.
We're going to move on over here to the next team. And I tell you what, it is just a spectacular feeling out here. We got a man up here who's got his whole barbecue rig open. And, well, let's see. We got a whole group of people over here. Hey, how y'all doing? We got a live radio show going, and... since there's so many people here, everybody's pointing at everybody else.
Okay. Oh, wow. They got a great big Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
What's the name of your team?
Smoke on Ribs.
Okay. And are you from Memphis?
I am from Memphis.
Okay. And y'all compete with the Ribs. This is the Rib Alley, right?
This is the Rib Alley.
Okay. How long have you been competing in Memphis today?
About 9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've seen a lot of big finishes and everything.
I have.
And, well, do you expect it to be really tough again this year?
I do. I do. We're trying to repeat from 2006.
First place Rez. Is that first place in Memphis and Maine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, there's a whole lot of people out there listening, and just describe the feeling when you won first place in Memphis and Maine, Rez.
It's pretty exciting. Pretty exhilarating. Tom, what do you think about it?
I couldn't have been happier. It was amazing.
Were you in a situation where you're sitting there and you say, well, I didn't get called for second, or didn't get called for third, or didn't get called for fourth? And
well, you always hold out hope until the very last. And when they called out the name, I was like, it was truly amazing.
But you do go to the countdown.
Yeah,
oh,
you do.
Well, at least we're not third. At least we're not second. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We're first.
That's right. Where we deserve to be.
Now, after you won first, you had to go through the showdown, you know, where you cook again. And you know, that, for me, that's the most impressive thing about MIM and MDN. And just tell us about, you know, what it felt like to have to produce and do it right in front of everybody.
Well, when they come back to the final judging, you're sitting there with four people, all kind of like a group interview you might have if you get a job or something. So you're getting grilled one at a time. Rapid fire questions coming at you. So it's kind of stressful, but it's very exhilarating.
How did you feel on the last final cook-off?
There is some cares to go around. It's exhilarating and it's amazing. It's everything that you could ever hope to. It was truly
phenomenal.
Good word for it. Phenomenal. Perfect word for it.
Yeah. Man, you know, that final cook-off is something that I feel like nobody else has, you know, and it puts a physical challenge, a Food Network spin to it. I mean, if you go to the other associations, you just have the four categories in the little box. I mean, it's a whole different...
We're doing the cooking caravan right now.
Oh,
that's why all the people are here.
Okay.
They're here getting a sample of our rhythm.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, we'll move out of your way. We appreciate y'all being on the radio. Okay, we're doing the cooking caravan, which is a sample of their ribs. I mean, it cooked first in Memphis in May, so obviously people probably want to learn about what they're doing because they've won it all. Whoa, Willingham. Oh, John Willingham. Oh, my God. John Willingham. Oh, my goodness. Let's see if we can get him on the radio one more time. Just talk to him just a few minutes. Hey, how's everybody doing? Hey, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. Are you John?
We got John's all over. In fact, we got two of them there in the back.
Oh, hey, how you doing? He was on my radio show, Cindy Hader called you, got you on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm the real man. I'm the one that...
You're the one with her, huh?
Yeah. And, man, how's it feel to be back in Memphis in May?
Well, this is my 30th year.
30th year.
And I like it. This is a little bit of a surprise coming down in from the business coming out here in the fairground. Now called Tiger Lane. Tiger Lane's over there somewhere. We're over here. But it's great setup. The weather is hot, but there's nice breeze. And in the shade, it's pretty nice. It's supposed to rain tonight. It'll be higher humidity tomorrow. It's supposed to rain a little bit tomorrow as well. But every cooker that I've talked to tells me that they prefer being out here as opposed to down at Conley Park. However, it's going to be a problem for the judging. If they can find it, so they can judge us. And it's kind of interesting, this whole damn thing, the way it's working out, I believe, is better. Well, ingress and egress is certainly better. judging would probably be pretty much the same. And I think the judges, in their shortness of time, they have to do to move. The only thing I really don't like about this setup, and I can't change it, and I don't think Mrs. Mason can change it, but there are 34 in the whole house. And something like 50 in children. But there's 123 in ribs.
Oh.
Now that system doesn't sound right there, because if I'm competing against 121 others, and if you're cooking whole hog, you're cooking against 33 other people.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that... I don't think that's correct. I think they should say, okay, we're going to have 300 entries. There'll be 100 whole hog, 100 ribs, and 100 in the shoulder. For, on a first-come, first-come basis, and also based on how many years you've competed in this contest. And if we decide to raise it to, you know, 399, so then it would be 133. There's a better way to do it. I don't even think they consider it. But I'm sure that was the tip.
Yeah, I'll put that out there for you.
One more year. I'm going to be one more year. And that will be my 80th birthday. I'll be 79 a week from today.
Wow, that's some big news. So John Willingham said he's got one more year. Next year will be his last year. And you got that right here on Barbecue Superstars. Also, he's looking for parity in each category where you can, you know, have an equal amount of teams that are competing in each category. And why do you think there's so many in ribs compared to the shoulders? Because it costs less.
Because you don't have to stay up all night.
Oh,
and it truly is. I mean, the longer you have to cook, the more possibilities you have of having a mistake.
Okay.
So we, you know, ribs is the hardest category. And we're the only team that has won medals in May, and we've won every category, including Best Cooker, Team of the Year, all the things that go with that, and one ribs twice, and one whole hog shoulder, and whole hog and shoulder and ribs, each one of those
categories. Wow.
And we had fun. I mean, we really had fun. And this year, we probably had well over 300 people on the team over the years.
Yes, right.
And now,
it the backside of the prison.
This
oh,
year,
wait, down, right
we
there.
Have three, myself, Mike Simpson, and Mike Manna, who were cooking all these years. And all the rest of them are out there cooking against me. and I love it because, you know, it's kind of like watching the children, you know, go out and play in the street and dodge cars on their own, you know. We had, this is my son-in-law.
Hey, how you doing?
And he's married to my number three daughter. And, number three daughter will be here tonight. Patty, you want to go up on the roof?
You have,
that's my cameraman right there.
You have,
oh no! Yeah, we're here with John Willingham. We're on his competition place right here. He's got these grills that have a glass door on it and a little house roof on it. Is that your personal design, John?
Yeah. If you go down to the end of the trailer, there's the very first one I built. I designed it in 1971, and applied for patent and got a patent for it in 1986. I hold the patents on indirect cooking.
Wow.
It's hard to imagine. I never tried to make a dime off of it. I just believe that indirect cooking was the best way, because if you cook direct, the juices fall into the charcoal or the wood, and they explode and vaporize, and they land on your meat as cancer-causing, carcinogenic products. So, and they make an awful lot of smoke. My cookers don't smoke. What is smoke? Smoke is unburned particles of fuel that rise on heat columns. In the absence of light, there's no such thing as smoke. Because what you're seeing...
Well, y'all got rid
of... When you see smoke... Oh, what?
We got to get rid of this guy right here.
Oh, yeah. Where's Mike? Where's Mike?
We got a group coming over.
Okay. Okay. They got a group coming over, so I got to move.
On your dock and look around. And
okay, we will.
And the cookers are number one, two, and three is inside. Inside this area is 4 feet square. And we took 5 whole hog at the same time.
Well, John, it's a real honor to meet you. And,
come back. We're going to have some food after a while.
Okay, I'll come back and meet with you. John Willingham.
Are you
cooking? No, I'm just here to interview and do a little media stuff.
You better come back and celebrate our teammate who's no longer here.
Oh, okay.
His last year was 2 years ago, and he discovered he had Lou Gehrig's disease. We buried him early this spring, and so tonight is dedicated to Thad Wynn.
Oh, wow.
So Thad, ribs and peace.
God bless you. God bless you.
Care.
Wow, man. Wow. John Willingham. Yeah, he's got a set of cookers out here now. They look like little houses. He gave me a big old piece of sausage in a bun, and I am definitely going to have to eat this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You
want to
do that?
Yeah, let's go back.
Okay.
Wow, man. John Willingham gave me a sausage. I had to eat it. For those who don't know, John Willingham is the winningest barbecue cook in the history of barbecue in America. And like he said, he owns the patent on offset cooking. And, man, it's just a miracle we got an interview with him. And this is dedicated to his friend who's died this past week. And our heart goes out for that family and for John, missing his friend. And, well, okay, it's been really exciting. Let me see what time it is. Okay, we might go ahead and wind the show up now. We're coming to you live from Memphis in May. Yeah. Don Willingham just gave me a big old piece of sausage. And, you know, every place is a big party room. I mean, that's what the whole place is. And, I'm going to quit eating this sausage in a minute. And my poor cameraman is having to try to catch up with me. Oh, my God. Go over there and shoot that meat on that thing. Grill. I feel low. This is that one. This guy has got a layout of meat that's just unbelievable. Hey, is there anybody we can get a shot of that meat before you put it in there? These guys getting down and doing some serious cooking up in here now. We've got chicken, ribs, Boston butts, yellow peppers. My God, brisket. We've got every form of meat in every category that anybody ever cooks on this cooker right here. And then they got a pot that's got sausage on top, half onions in the middle, celery on the next level, and carrots on the next level. And then in the other pot, he's got mushrooms. And I mean, it's just beautiful.
Okay, that's good. Don't hold them up too long. We appreciate y'all in the shit, Dad. We're going to put out like a couple of one-hour shows, and we'll have yours in the middle of it somewhere.
Awesome.
Wow, that was some good-looking food. Well, we're going to let you go, and we hope y'all have a good day. We'll be back on tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for stopping by.